State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Now the lights have really taken hold. You can see shadows under all the players going through their warm-ups out on this turf field as all of a sudden evening begins to set in. Billy, you and I both broadcast baseball games during the summer, and it was interesting because our listeners along the line could say to us that we can tell what time it is by you mentioning how long the shadows are, because as the shadows would set in the sun would set in the west, the shadows would first get out to second base, and about 10 minutes later they were all the way across the field, just the way the field is situated at Damaski. Now, I have no idea what you had up there in Albany, but it was a very interesting commentary. Interestingly enough, you and I were both broadcasting out on streaming audio, and we didn't have any idea I call it streaming audio. It's on web services, so that's to some extent the same thing. But here for this game, we have numerous listeners from Waverly, New York, so we want to give a big shout-out to them. But we have had Great Lakes, Illinois, Woodlands, Texas, State College, Pennsylvania, numerous locations in New Jersey. We have California listeners, Port Orange, Florida, Las Casas, Tennessee, Manchester, Connecticut. Our in-studio technical guru had put up on the streaming audio website, says, contact me if you're listening. I'm just sort of interested in where you're hearing us from. He has been inundated all day today. So the joke is on you, Joe. You've got to clear the emails, but welcome to all of the listeners along the line who we are sending out a big hello to today. So we have the red and white team, the Waverly Wolverines, on the near sidelines, way across the far sidelines, the Sydney Warriors, decked out in the white jerseys and the maroon numerals and trousers. They have finished their warm-ups. We are going to be having the very brief meeting of the officials coming up very, very shortly. So it is now a 13-10 score, and it is a terrific ball game. The Sydney Warriors, the visiting team, leading by 3. And I suppose that I ought to put him to work, although it looks like we may be having another momentary, I don't know, I think they're waiting for the clock to click down before they go on out there. So what we'll do, Billy, before we put you to work, we'll remind all the listeners along the line that another one of the area schools and booster clubs are having an event coming up. The Harlem Rockets will be taking on the Oxford Hotshots in a benefit basketball game. That coming up for the benefit of the Oxford Baseball Booster Club. That is this next Friday evening, the second day of November, 7 o'clock at the Oxford High School. And if you want to scare the daylights out of yourself tonight, Franklin Stage up in Franklin, New York, is showing a series of Alfred Hitchcock thrillers. Psycho, with Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh. Franklin Stage Company tonight. Of course, we want you listening, but, well, hey, WCDO has streaming your cell phone. Yeah, maybe you could take in Psycho and, well, an earplug to listen to the ball game. Second ball game coming up tonight, 8 o'clock. It will be Harpersville going up against the Groton Indians. Hang on to your hats, folks. It could be a great evening of football for you. In the meantime, here's third quarter action, and to bring you the play-by-play, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. The Sydney Warriors out on the field in the Waverly Wolverines have their entire roster out on the field in front of the sidelines as they are breaking from their team huddle now, and we are just about set to go for this third quarter of action.
Did you almost say Waverly Warriors? I thought I heard it there.
Nate McDonald will kick this one away for the Warriors. A couple players back deep for Waverly.
So very quickly before we get going, Brandon Walters, 45 yards, and Nate McDonald has 33, and Cooney, most of the rushing for the Wolverines.
And McDonald's kick goes out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. So the flags are thrown, and this ball will be spotted out at the 35.
It's really sort of sad because if you could just keep those in, that's known as the coffin corner down there. If you could drop a kick into the coffin corner, then they have to battle back from there.
No time comes off the clock on the opening kickoff of the second half. So Zach Cooney and crew make their way to the line of scrimmage, first down and 10 from their own 35 as they trail 13-10. Cooney's in shotgun, three receivers to the right, and they keep it on the ground. It's a run up the middle, and that is 24, Dylan Gutierrez. He picks up 3 yards.
So Gutierrez now has been carrying that ball a whole lot. He is up to 18 yards. We say he's carried a lot. He hasn't picked up that much yardage. Either that or you and I have been so distracted with other things that we haven't written it down. That's a possibility. Our stats, folks, are unofficial.
Second and 7 from the 38. Cooney, quick drop back, those to his left, and that one is incomplete. Austin Bostwick dove for that pass. He couldn't make the catch, and it's third down.
Oh, I'll tell you, though, there was a guy by the name of Billy Kozak who was right there, and he could smell interception. He just couldn't get to the ball quickly enough, but he was thinking, I've got open field in front of me.
When Cooney goes back to throw, Austin Bostwick has been his main go-to guy, but they couldn't connect there. Third down and 7 for the Waverly Wolverines. Three receivers to Cooney's left. And Cooney wants to throw over the middle. That one is complete to Bostwick. That's a first down Wolverines at their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, and the man in there to make the stop that time for the Sydney Warriors, Mike Ward, got Bostwick right around the midsection and just spun him around.
No huddle for Waverly. Cooney rolling out to his right. Austin Dean breaks through the line of scrimmage and sacks him. That's a loss of 9 as Cooney was dragged down at his own 40-yard line.
Outstanding play by Dean. Dean was vicious on that one, and as a result, Cooney gets negative yardage, losing at least 7 on that play.
Austin Dean, only a sophomore, 6'4", 225 pounds. Second and 18 for the Wolverines from their own 41-yard line. Four receivers for Cooney to work with. Cooney, a quick three-step drop, throws over to Bostwick. Bostwick running a slant route over the middle, but he can't make the catch. He simply drops that one, and it's third and long for Waverly.
We picked on Cole for eating a lot at our last game. Well, Cole's back eating the popcorn again. I don't believe it. That is known as press box humor, folks.
Third and long as Zach Cooney is in shotgun with four wide receivers. Two off to the right, two more to the left. Cooney, deep throw down the left side, and that one is in. Oh, no, excuse me, it's dropped. Nate McDonald had the interception in his hands, but he drops the football. Fourth and long.
Oh, Nate McDonald would give anything to have that one back, because he was all by himself down there. Although, I got to say, Billy Kozak wasn't that far away, so Kozak would have been in there to run interference. But, boy, both of those Sydney Warriors had the intended receiver beat all over the place. I believe that was intended down there for Bostwick, right?
Bostwick was the closest receiver, but McDonald had a better angle at the ball than Bostwick did.
Oh, definitely.
Punting situation. It's Dylan Perry, number 2, punting it away. Nate McDonald and Kozak are both back deep, and neither player will touch the ball. They just let it roll, and the ball stops at the Sydney 26-yard line.
Yeah, that was one of those where I don't want to pick on anybody, but Dylan Perry got a much better kick that time, keeping it where he wanted to, than the last two kicks by Sydney, both of which went out of bounds. So it will be the Sydney Warriors taking over. Yeah, not in great position, but in that about the 26, certainly acceptable field position.
First time Pat Vibbard gets the offense out on the field in this second half. Kozak gets it, and Kozak gives it off to McDonald. One of those double reversals by the Sydney Warriors, and McDonald is able to get to his own 30-yard line. He picks up 4 yards.
Boy, I'm telling you, it is sweet when you see them going. McDonald didn't play last year, as you said before, and that gives him a little bit of extra incentive to get things going and do things well this year. The Sydney Warriors leading in this ball game by 3, third period of play.
3 in the backfield for the Warriors. Kozak to the right, Walters right behind the quarterback Vibbard, and McDonald to the left. And they go to Billy Kozak, who cuts across the middle of the field, and Kozak picks up a few yards, but he's a yard or two shy of the first down marker.
I'll tell you, Kozak seemed to run right into everybody that time and still picked up good yardage.
Third and 1 officially for the Warriors at their own 34-yard line. 34-and-a-half-yard line, I should say, to be exact.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's not much that they need.
Vibbard gives it to McDonald. McDonald leaps over the line of scrimmage. He's got a first down. He didn't get much, 3 or 4 yards, but it's a first down Warriors.
He didn't need much on that one. He needed probably slightly less than a yard. He blows through and picks up close to 4 yards. McDonald still showing great determination today.
Under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, Sydney Warriors 13, Waverly Wolverines 10. Winner of this game goes to the Section 4 Class C final to take on Chenango Forks. Billy Kozak running left picks up a few yards on the play. He's out to his own 42-yard line. Gain of 3.
Kozak just continuing to look good. And Kozak, remember, is not the biggest player on this team. Billy Kozak is a short, lightweight player.
5'6", 135 junior. Billy Kozak, he has had some huge touchdowns this season for the Warriors. Another run for Sydney on second down, and they're out to their own 45-yard line. We'll see who comes off of the bottom of the pile. And it looks like that was Brandon Walters on that carry. Third down and 3 for the Warriors.
So we'll give Walters about 3 more. He's now up to 48 unofficially.
McDonald, Kozak in the backfield. Vibbard under center as usual. And it's Nate McDonald who's got another first down for the Sydney at the 50-yard line.
McDonald picks up 5. So Nate this time manages to get up now to 49 yards, but more importantly, he gets the ball right to the stripe at midfield.
Clock rolls along, under 7.5 to play in the third quarter. Sydney 13, Waverly 10. Nate McDonald runs the ball again up the middle, and that time he got 2 yards, if that. Waverly defensive line was able to make a good read.
Yeah, that was forward progress, and then he took a backwards slide.
So it's a 1 yard gain in the books for McDonald. It's 2nd and 9 at the 49. Tight formation again. Kozak gives it off to McDonald. McDonald looks to get across the line of scrimmage and get some positive yardage, but he probably just got back to the line. No appreciable gain for the Nate McDonald senior.
Yeah, he manages to pick up maybe a yard. All of a sudden, it looks like they were down inside the 5 again, where we had been having good chunks of yardage, 4 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards picked up, and then all of a sudden on the last 2 runs, it has been all Wolverine defenses. They have really done a good job of identifying the ball carrier and stopping him.
Vibbard drops back to pass, and that pass is complete to McDonald, but he's not going to get the first down. He's tackled at the 44-yard line, and Sidney has a fourth and about four coming up.
Yeah, but that was a nice play. Vibbard managed to get that little short pass, not a whole lot of yardage, and McDonald ended up getting that little short run, not a whole lot of yardage. But what it did is all of a sudden it just opened things up just a little bit. Vibbard said, all right, you want to play it that way? We're not getting anywhere on the ground. I'll throw a floater out there, and McDonald was open. Now, the defense quickly surrounded him, but he was open momentarily.
Fourth and four at the 44. Punt formation for Sidney. Brandon Walters is back deep, and it's no fake by Sidney. They will punt this ball away. And Brandon Walters with a good punt inside the 10-yard line as the ball will be spotted at the 9.
Yeah, that one hit in fair territory and then immediately bounced out. But it was down in the coffin corner. It bounced at about the 9-yard line. Walters that time managed to kick it down into the corner. It probably didn't bounce a yard in fair territory and then immediately scooted out.
Zach Cooney and company will have a long way to go with 5:17 to play in the third quarter. The Wolverines down by 3 have first and 10 from their own 9-yard line. Receiver goes in motion, and it's a run for Waverly. Trying to turn the corner was 44 Anthony Girolamo, and Girolamo got a few yards. He's out to his own 13 or 14-yard line.
Yeah, but he was tripped up in there by number 4, Billy Kozak. And the thing that I found dangerous about that is if Kozak hadn't got a hand on him, there wasn't a whole heck of a lot that was going to stop Girolamo because he had no more white jerseys to get by.
Man in motion is Girolamo again. And Girolamo, same exact play as before. They send Girolamo in motion. They give him the ball, and he's across his own 20-yard line.
Yeah, but this time it wasn't Kozak who tripped him up. It was Jared Cubby. So Cubby, number 45, reaches out and trips him up. But it's not until after he gets through past the 20 for, or up to the 20 for the first down.
First down for the Wolverines. Girolamo has gotten the call on the first two plays of this drive. And Cooney hands it off again. This time it's Dylan Gutierrez. And Gutierrez picks up a few yards. The senior gets to his own 25-yard line.
Yeah, Gutierrez that time just tried to pop it right up the center instead of going around the outside and getting on the outside of the play, which had worked the last two times. This time he went off tackle and picks up about, we'll call it 5.
Under 4 minutes to play. The clock just hit 3:50 to go and running. Cooney in shotgun. Hands it off to Gutierrez again, and Gutierrez picks up 3 or 4 yards out to his own 28-yard line.
Yeah, Gutierrez stopped at about 3. As they will spot the ball down at the 28, brief conference going on with the officials. They don't stop the clock at all. So all of the scoring so far in the first half of this ball game, and we have 3 minutes 18 seconds on the clock, period number 3.
Quarterback keeper Cooney just got the ball in shotgun and ran right up the gut on 3rd and short, and he got enough for the Wolverine first down.
Yeah, Cooney is always going to be tough to stop. The scouting word that we had was to watch Cooney. He's really good, and he has not managed to not live up to that description. Watching down in front of us, we have, who is this? That is going to be number 8, Dan Hyland, who is practicing his kick.
Cooney keeps it again, but Bryant Gray hit him hard at the line of scrimmage. Actually hit him in the backfield as the ball is a loss of 2, and the ball is placed at the Waverly 30-yard line.
So sometimes you gain them, sometimes you don't. This time, negative yardage, dropping back for a couple-yard loss.
2:20 to go and counting in the third quarter. Score still 13-10 in favor of Sidney. Cooney looks to throw, and that pass is incomplete. Overthrew Austin Bostwick, and it was nearly an interception for Sydney's Mike Ward.
Oh, Mike Ward, I'll tell you. He went up actually a second, a nanosecond too quickly that time. If he had timed his leap, and I don't think that that was just an instant reaction. That wasn't a timed leap. But if that leap had been up a nanosecond later, that could have been a, well, it could be the difference of the ball. As who has it?
2:09 to go in the quarter. Third and long for Waverly. Third and 12. From their own 30-yard line. Cooney with three receivers and a halfback in the backfield. And that pass is complete for a first down. That's Tim Sutton, the tight end.
Yeah, Sutton is a 6'1", 165-pound junior. And he is going to keep that drive alive as he will get across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
16-yard reception for Tim Sutton. On 3rd and 12, Wolverines get the ball to their own 46-yard line. This drive started inside their own 10. Girolamo goes in motion, and instead they give it to Gutierrez, and Gutierrez has a lot of running room. He's inside the 30, inside the 20. He gets a block, and Gutierrez is going to score. Touchdown, Waverly.
So 54 yards. So Gutierrez manages to pick up 54 yards and a touchdown. That now puts him up to 60, 80 yards on the day.
They faked Girolamo to the right, gave it to Gutierrez coming to the left. He was able to break a couple of tackles. He got a block at around the Sydney 15-yard line, and after that he was home free. And the Waverly Wolverines take the lead 16-13. Dan Hyland is on to attempt the extra point. The snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is up and good. And with 1:33 to go in the third quarter, the Waverly Wolverines have a 17-13 lead over the Sydney Warriors. Saturday Night Football on the Tri-County Harpy, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Billy Blake. Billy, one of the things that, remember we saw Mr. Cooney come out and hit two long, perfectly thrown passes to start this ballgame. And recently, everything has been on the ground. Watch out for his arm. We may see it again.
Nate McDonald with a good kickoff return for Sydney. He's across midfield. He's right along the far sides in front of his own bench. And now he's pushed out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
Oh, sweet run by McDonald. Sweet run back by McDonald.
And the Warriors respond just like that on special teams. McDonald caught that ball at about his own 23-yard line and ran right up the middle and turned the corner, was able to get along the far sidelines in front of his own teammates, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
Well, we had Binghamton over Ithaca 62-8 in the semifinal last night. Elmira over Corning by 20, 45-25. We saw Main end will shut out Norwich. I'll take this game any day.
Viver back to pass. A deep throw in the end zone intended for Billy Kozak, but that one is incomplete.
Was that sweet or was that sweet? Vibbard just shotgunning it out. He threw that one a country mile. That play started at the 32. Vibbard, well, behind the line of scrimmage, and Kozak was one step away from the end zone when that ball came down.
Zach Cooney was the closest defender there for Waverly. 1:14 to go in the third. Tight formation for Sydney. And it's Billy Kozak running up the middle, and he doesn't get much.
Now, I think he's going to be stopped at the 30, maybe the length of the football, high of the 30. Maybe they'll go to the 31. It's going to bring up a third down and still nine. Well, we're giving shouts out to our webcast listeners. Leesburg, Florida has reported in. Newport News, Virginia has reported in. And somewhere of secret location in Canada. So whoever our person is in Canada who is in the witness protection program, we welcome you.
Third and long. Sydney tries to get the first down on the ground, and it's going to be close.
I think they maybe did it. They're going to get down to the 21-yard line, Billy, and there's the signal. First down for the Warriors, so give them a run of 10 on that.
Third and nine, and on the ground, Sydney gets it done.
Who carried that ball in that time?
It looked like it was Nate McDonald on the ground for the Warriors. There's a one-second differential between the play clock and the game clock. First and 10 for Sydney, just outside of the Waverly 20-yard line. And it's Brandon Walters up the gut. He gets a couple of yards. He's inside the 20-yard line. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. We have had ourselves quite this contest between the Waverly Wolverines and the Sydney Warriors. Wolverines lead by four. It's 17-13 as we go to the fourth and final quarter. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Tri-County Harpy, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney down by 4 points, but they are knocking on the door. They are inside the red zone. And to bring you the final 12 minutes of action, here's Harry Graves.
Oh, let me tell you, man, it is going to be tough as the Sydney Warriors continue to do their thing. Nate McDonald is going to try to punch it down. He is going to be stopped at about the 16-yard line. No gain on that carry. Whew. You know, it's interesting because if we go back and look at that state championship team of 2005, there are some names that pop up. One of them is the name of Kozak. It was a Nick Kozak at that time, and it's a Billy Kozak this time. Here we go. The ball on the ground again, and again, the red wall of the Waverly Wolverines stiffens. No advance as the ball will now be fourth down and 15, or fourth and five from the 15. Let's do it more accurately and not give listeners along the line extra palpitations.
And we've seen Sydney come up big on offense on a couple of plays today in 4th and 4 from the 15 here. It's, you don't need a touchdown, like, obviously, with the marker at the 10-yard line. Just a good play, and we've seen him not, and we've seen Sydney not afraid to run the ball either in these sort of situations.
So it is going to be Ward split out to one side and down in the end zone in the other direction. It's going to be Nate McDonald, I do believe. The pass goes to McDonald, but he can't jump high enough to get it. In fact, one of the Wolverines went up in front of him and more or less batted that ball away. There was no advantage of catching it in the end zone.
Yeah, Dylan Perry was there to not to just bat that ball down. He didn't. He could have probably tried to catch the ball and attempt to make an interception, but instead he did the right thing. He just batted it down, made sure it was incomplete, turnover on downs, and the Wolverines get the ball back with a 4-point lead.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he probably could have caught it. I don't want to say easily, but I think it was a very catchable thing. So we are going to have Marchese split to the right side and going into motion. Again, it's going to be Anthony Girolamo. The ball will be kept by Cooney. Cooney is spun around. The man who came in and grabbed him was Big Bryant Gray. And Gray catches Cooney in his own backfield. A loss of a couple on that play.
Yeah, and this is a big opportunity for Sydney with the Wolverines having the ball to start this drive inside their own 20. If you can force a three and out here, get the ball back in relatively good field position around midfield, that sets up Pat Vibbert and your offensive crew with pretty good field position.
Well, we're a little after 6:30 now. We've got another ball game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Ball kept on the ground, and look out. It's carried in there by number 24, Dylan Gutierrez. Gutierrez gets across the 25 to the 28-yard line before he is stopped in there by a couple of Sydney Warriors. So here we go. This ball game isn't over yet. 9:24 showing on the clock, period number 4. Handoff is going to be kept on the ground as they will go in there. Wait to see who comes up off the bottom of the pack, and I still don't know who it is. Gutierrez? So Gutierrez picks up about 8 as he will finally get out to the 35-yard line. So now we play that clock game.
Yeah, very similar to what we saw with Unitigo and Tioga this morning, somewhat 6 or 7 hours ago, where Tioga had the lead and the ball. They just ran out the clock, and Waverly has the same situation here, but they cannot settle for not scoring.
Austin Bostwick off to the near side, but he will not figure in this play as the ball is going to be kept on the ground, and they will get up to the first down territory, the 40-yard line. The chains are going to be moved. 8:21. Lots of happy listeners along the southern tier of New York. Next play from scrimmage. Oh, what a play. Cooney went and handed it off in that time. I'm going to say that was Gutierrez, and one of the Sydney Warrior defenders just grabbed a hold of him and brought him down. That may very well have been Brandon Walters, but he just put big arms around Gutierrez, and Gutierrez was stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Sydney would not let go.
Colin Brando, number 64, was also there, too, for the Warriors.
Bostwick split to the near side. Long count by Cooney. He will go on the ground to Danny Gutierrez. Gutierrez squirts off the left side and picks up about 3 as he will get to the 44-yard line. 3rd down and 6. You got energy enough for another whole game of this tonight?
If it's a game like this, absolutely.
It'll keep you awake. But something tells me I'm going to be driving home with a sleeping passenger in the passenger seat. Third and about six. Here goes in motion Gilliam, or whatever his name is, Gilliamo. He manages to go into motion. The ball will be handed off, and no particular gain on the play. Gilliamo, that makes it better. Ball kept by Cooney that time, who will get to, we'll call it the 47.5. Beautiful facility. Boy, we can look right down on the ball from here. Absolutely fantastic. There's an interesting thing. The first man up off the ball that time is going to be none other than Zach Cooney. That's because it's going to get snapped back and kicked away. Kicked away by Perry. And again, the ball takes a big bounce at the 20 and goes all the way down to the 5-yard line. Very quickly, a whole host of red shirts surround that football and let it roll, not touching it down until it stops.
And fourth and three from the 47-yard line. Yeah, if you don't get it on the conversion, then obviously Sydney takes over on downs. But in that kind of game, if you go for it and you get it, you get a new set of downs, the clock keeps going. But instead, Waverly decided to play it conservative. You punt the ball away. And that decision paid off as Perry punts it inside the 10-yard line.
So it will be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors from the 5-yard line. Now, that means 95 yards to go. It's not the 5-yard line they were hoping for. Vibbard rolling, finally going to put it in the air, and it will be first down. Sydney Warriors, the intended receiver out there was number 7, Mike Ward. The 5'11 senior goes up in the air and digs the Warriors out of a hole. They will have the ball at the 21. So had that ball been touched as soon as it came down from the punt, it would have been about here. Sydney very fortunate to get it out in a single play. Vibbard and company now come out first and 10. They'll go to Nate McDonald. McDonald is going to be red as the ball carrier. He might get a yard or two. It looks like he'll get to the 23, and that's about it.
And going back to that first and 10 play for the Warriors from their own 5-yard line, Pat Vibbard rolled out of the pocket and spent a lot of time in the end zone. Maybe too much time, but he was luckily able to find Ward open at the 21-yard line. Vibbard easily could have been sacked, and it could have been a safety.
I was thinking the same thing about he is in there an awfully long time. Flags will be thrown. I dare say probably Nate McDonald moved a little bit too quickly that time. It is going to be illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. So now they will be running that play again, but this time from inside the 20-yard line. They'll spot it down at about the 18, brings up second, and we'll call it 12. Here, you made the print this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great article.
Picture and all of that stuff. You're a little modest, though, because when we talk about Wire TV, I understand you're in a director's chair in there from time to time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't tell about that. Dropping back is Vibbard. Vibbard, long pass, overthrows everybody. Intended receiver, Billy Kozak, but it was out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
And it was a good thing that Vibbard overthrew him as opposed to underthrowing him, because there was a couple guys that read Kozak's route and were underneath him. So by overthrowing Kozak, the ball just goes out of bounds as opposed to being an interception.
Yep. At that point, you don't want to cough it up to somebody else. So it's going to be third and about 12. Splitting way off to the near side this time, Michael Cruz dropping back and scrambling, getting away from people and keeping the ball himself, getting back to the line of scrimmage. That's slippery, Patrick Vibbard. Vibbard managed to get away from at least two, maybe three people. He may have even picked up a yard on that play. He had dropped back into his own backfield, managed to get away from one man, still was looking to pass, and then a couple of other red shirts were on it.
Well, Vibbert had four receivers, and Nate McDonald was one of them, and nobody on the Waverly defense lined up with McDonald. If Vibbert recognized that at the line of scrimmage and threw a quick pass off to him, McDonald might have been able to run for the first down.
Ooh. Kick for the Sydney Warriors. It is going to hit the 49-yard line and then come back and take a Wolverine bounce. But there is one of the Warriors right there to grab it at about, we'll call it a 3-yard bounce gain for the Wolverines. I don't know who touched that football down, but I'll tell you, that was good, smart playing. He'll have it at the Sydney Warriors 47 after it went across to the Wolverines 49 and then the bounce back 4 yards. So it is going to be Cooney and company with the ball at midfield. First man through. Oh, look out. It's going to be Dylan Gutierrez. And Gutierrez makes very short work of that first play. He'll pick up close to 10. We'll see if they're going to give him the first. And it doesn't look like they will. They're going to say a gain of about 9.5.
Yeah, and gains like that will put this game away for the Wolverines. The Warriors' defensive front four has to do a better job of keeping the running backs contained, especially as we approach the final 3 minutes of this contest.
So 3:10 showing on the clock. Now expect to see Cooney doing the same thing that the quarterback did in the earlier ball game, where he stands in there and lets as much time run down as he can. This time, he takes the ball as a quarterback keeper, picks up the yard that he needed. He didn't really need a whole yard. He could have left the other half for later. He gets to the 35-yard line. It's first and 10 for the Wolverines, and they keep the clock running, 2:48. And this time, Cooney does come to the sidelines and get a word of advice from his coach. He's back in the huddle. Bostwick split out to the near side. Cooney now sensing possible victory. He'll go in there to Giolamo, and Giolamo is going to be stopped after about a 2-yard pickup. He gets down to the 33-yard line. Well, for those of you who are listening to high school football, part of our WCDO triple header, we still have another ball game coming up for you. This one between the Harpersville Hornets and the Groton Indians. We saw Groton play last Friday night, so they're not totally unfamiliar to us. And Billy and I have seen Harpersville 2 or 3 times this year. One of the very things coming out of the next game to come up is that Harpersville had a long string of non-winning seasons, 27 of them. So this year, with a winning season and the possibility to advance in the Class D bowl game for Section 4, oh, they are hungry. Here, Coach Matthews now trotting to the far sidelines. He has had the words of wisdom imparted to his Sydney Warrior defensive players. 2:26 showing here in this ball game. 17-13 is the score. The Wolverines leading the Sydney Warriors. So here we go. Snap goes back to Cooney. Oh, Cooney's got lots of room on the left side, and he just puts his head down, doesn't even try to go to the end zone. He gets the first down, and it's going to just let the clock run down from there. 2:18 is what we have showing. They move the chains. It's first and 10 for the Wolverines, and the clock has started back up again.
Yeah, and Sydney just used one of their timeouts. I still think they have two more left, but with 2 minutes left to go and counting and a Waverly first down, they're going to have to use another one soon, probably after this next play.
Bostwick split out to the right side. Ward comes over to defend him. The ball will be kept on the ground. And we'll see. Was that going to be? No, that's not Cooney, so I don't know who that will be. And regardless, a short pickup. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Did you see he carry the ball that time?
I believe it was Gutierrez again.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but
so Gutierrez picking up a yard only as they will spot that down at the 21. And this time it is going to be the Waverly Wolverines who will call timeout with 1 minute and 50 seconds showing. Remember, as we said before, Waverly got to the state championships last year and lost in the finals game. The Sydney Warriors did win the state championship back in 2005. What a year they had that year. Total record, 12 wins, 1 loss, and no ties. Points for 578 while giving up 222. That's an average of 44.5-17. Kyle Marinus in 2005 completed 109 of 194 passes. He set a new Sydney passing record of 2,132 yards, and that was more than 1,000 yards than the old record, which he had set the year before. Here we go. Zach Cooney and company again. The snap comes back to Cooney. He is not even going to try to make the turn. He's going to pretty much allow the Sydney Warriors to tackle him. The clock runs down to 1:44. Coach Matthews immediately calls timeout across the way. And you and I have talked in past how the last 2 minutes of a ball game can take about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. This may be one of those. As both coaches using the clock to their advantage, even though it's a different way of using the clock.
Yeah, and this play potentially could be the game here. This is the final timeout, I believe, by Sydney. This is their third and final timeout, coming with 1:44 to play. It's a third and 11 for Waverly. If they get the first down here, it's basically all but over. But this game has just been a defensive showing. I mean, we have had a few touchdowns today at the score 17-13, but both defenses have shown why they've been so successful throughout the year. Waverly entering today 8-0, Sydney 6-2, and both teams deserving to be here, and only one of them will be able to move on to the Class C finals as Chenango Forks waits.
Remember, it is going to be a nip and tuck. Very good championship game. Sydney lost to Chenango Forks 31-30. So Forks and Sydney are very close. Look out. Dylan Cooney could do it again. He is down to the 10-yard line. He is finally stopped there. 1 minute, 35 seconds remaining on the clock. Quarterback keeper Zach Cooney found a hole and picks up another first down. That will keep the drive going for the Wolverines. Coach Jason Miller has to be sighing a big sigh of relief right now. Here comes Cooney again. 1:18. The clock still running. He turns around, unabashedly looks at the clock, and takes the knee.
Yeah, they'll just have to kneel it a couple more times, and this one is over. Third and 11, Cooney's athleticism was the difference on that play. They faked the handoff to the right. Cooney was able to get some space to the left, and it looked like he was hit about a yard or two short of the chains, but he was able to spin his way for that first down, and now just a couple of kneel downs, and Waverly is on to the Section 4 Class D final.
You look at coaches on the near sideline congratulating each other. The clock runs down to 40 seconds. Now we're ready to go again. Watch it. Cooney will take another knee. I guarantee it. Sydney not even bothering to get into the crouch. And with that, they will let this clock run out as there will not be enough time for another play. And the Waverly Wolverines have defeated the Sydney Warriors 17-13 in a terrific ball game. One that was well deserved by both of these teams. One of those where you almost want to just flip the old coin and let it go. So you give me a quick recap, and then we will get things sent back to the studio and do our final homework. So as far as the scoring is concerned, pretty much first quarter wrote the book.
Yeah, Jared Covey had that fumble recovery for about 30 yards to start things off in the first quarter. Dan Hyland responded for Waverly with a 27-yard field goal, and it was 7-3 Sydney after the first quarter. But then Cooney took things into his own hands. The Waverly quarterback had a 17-yard run late in the first half. Extra point was good, and that's when Waverly took their first lead of the game at 10-7. But Billy Kozak responded for the Sydney Warriors. He had a 42-yard touchdown run. The extra point was blocked, and it was a 13-10 Sydney lead at the half. Third quarter, with 1:33 to go, Dylan Gutierrez, the senior, had a 54-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good. That was the second half's only scoring, but it was enough for the Waverly Wolverines to pick up the 17-13 victory, and it will be the Wolverines and the Blue Devils in the Class C final.
And we'll do the legal stuff. We're saying we're coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, and you are listening to WCDO Sydney, New York, Harry Graves and Billy Blake. We'll be back with the final wrap-up and getting ready for another game that will be coming up in about 45 minutes. We will be back to go on the air. We still have to wrap up this ball game, but just to let all of you listeners know, we may go back for music, for information, and whatever, but there's still one more game of football coming up this evening. That one, an 8 o'clock contest between Harpersville and the Groton Indians. Football continues on your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Billy, it was a very interesting ball game. Cooney came out and hurled two awesome passes to start the attack for the Wolverines. And all of a sudden, the message was given, this kid has got one heck of an arm, which he did. Then, very interestingly, he went to the ground game and allowed defensive players, Dylan Gutierrez, or not defensive players, backfield candidates, Dylan Gutierrez and Anthony Girolamo, they came out and really just ran, I don't want to say at will, But all of a sudden, those two awesome passes became unimportant because with the running of three of the four backfieldmen, Zach Cooney included, they really did a great job. Perry was there. He wasn't really terribly effective as a running back. He's pretty good a few other things.
Yes, but putting the ball. I mean, he gave his defense great field position. He pinned Sidney deep in their own territory, and really this game was a battle of field position. And you look at the scoreboard, Sidney wasn't on top. They lost 17-13, but also, too, it was pretty evenly a match game. Just there's a lot of things you saw similar in terms of offensive play by both teams, but I think the field position battle was won slightly by the Waverly Wolverines, and the scoreboard also, too, 17-13.
Ah, that it does. Something to talk about in the off season, is what they say. Our post-game show is being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving all of Central New York for 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC, the sponsors of our Offensive Player Award.
Offensive player is the senior halfback for the Wolverines, Dylan Gutierrez. He had that big touchdown run, 54-yard run with 1:33 to play in the third quarter. That put Waverly up for good, and the Wolverines march on to next week's final in Class C.
I'll tell you, it was a sweet, well-deserved thing for Mr. Dylan Gutierrez, a senior, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet store. Their traditional, long, well-known locations in Unadilla and Oneonta and North Norwich, and now a brand-new location across Delaware County in Margaretville. So, Mr. Billy Blake, a dynamic defensive player. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of good defensive plays today. A lot of people who had to really play tough.
Yeah, but it goes to Jared Cubby, who came up with that big defensive play in the first quarter, having the 30 or 28-yard fumble recovery for the touchdown. That was the game's first points of the evening. It set the tone for Sidney the rest of the way, despite the 17-13 loss.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award, being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rose Smith and her group, give them a call, Sidney, 563-3533. So, All-Purpose Awardee, Mr. Billy?
Well, as you know, Harry, I'm a big horse racing fan, and sometimes when you're at the track, you get a tip on a horse. Before the game today, we got a tip on a player, and that tip was on Zach Cooney. And he does it all for this Waverly team. Not only does he run out of the pocket, he's got a great arm. He's also a player in the secondary on defense. He leads this team on to the Class C final, so it's Zach Cooney getting tonight's All-Purpose Player Award.
Well, I'll tell you, he just was really impressive. And the thing of it was that he was impressive not only with what he did, he was impressive with the threat of what he could do. And then some of his teammates had openings to do what they could do. Definitely. Good player, good choice.
And let me just say real quick, that will be an awesome game next week between Shenango Forks and Waverly. It's two differing offensive styles, because with Shenango Forks, they love to just run the ball with Isaiah Zimmer and the rest of their running backs. Waverly can run the ball too, but Cooney isn't afraid to pass the ball. And J.C. Sweeney also isn't that bad of a throwing quarterback either. That should be a fantastic game next week with Shenango Forks and Waverly.
I didn't have the presence of mind to look down and see how many of the Shenango Forks fans who were sitting right in front of us stayed around to watch the game today. But it is. It's going to be a terrific ball game next week. 17-13, our final score. Waverly wins it. We will be back in not all that long a time for the Class D semifinal game between the two teams out warming up right now, the Harpersville Hornets and the Groton Indians. I am Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Bleak.
And we will be back a few minutes before game time, so send us your ears. In the meantime, stay tuned to continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490. Thank you ever so much for being part of our not only radio, but our web audience. Thank you for lending us your ears. From Alumni Stadium, Binghamton, New York, good evening, everybody.